Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. This is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. We have some technical difficulties, but that's all right. God is still on the throne. And we thank God for you, and you listening in to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. Yes, God is in charge. Now, here's some music, and we want you to get the word. So we're going to go to our scripture, 91st song, our protection scripture, and go forth. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord, my God, what an awesome wonder. Consider all the world thy hand has made.
How great thou art. Yes, we serve a great God, an awesome God. Tell a friend to tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. Just lead me home. when my way
grows
with dreams,
I shall linger when my life is gone.
God. He's waiting for you to invite him into your life. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. Thank you, Mother Annie Green. That's a song, y'all. Precious Lord, that's who we want to take our hands. We thank God for our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our aunts, our uncles, our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. We thank God for our friends, but we want the precious Lord to take our hand. Yes, thank God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. Precious Lord, take our hands, lead us on, and let us stand. Can't you see him this morning taking you by the hand? You know, when we're little children, our mom or dad or sister or older sister or brother would take us by the hand, take us across the street by the hand when we're outside playing. Thank God. Thank God. That's a sense of security. We would take someone by the hand. And now we could take our elders by the hand. We thank God. That's a sense of security. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us and guiding us and leading us and taking us by our hand. You're never alone, my dear ones. You're never alone. The Word of God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. He said he will send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Let us go to our protection Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrow that floweth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yeah. There's a reward for the wicked. And God has that reward for the wicked, not you. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Thank you, God. And I believe it's going to be a long, healthy life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Salvation is free. Don't cost you nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank you, God, for sending your blessed son, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Psalm 35. The battle is not yours, my dear ones. It's the Lord's. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and for mine help. Draw also thy spirit staff away against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. I can't emphasize this enough. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't worry about them. Pray for them and move on. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. God will fight that battle for you. Stop wasting time on the enemy. Pray for those that despitefully use you and move on. Rejoice in the Lord. Spend time praising God, thanking God for your healing, thanking God for your deliverance, thanking God that he set you free in the year of 2023. The word of God says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. Don't worry about them, what they have. God didn't give it to them. Only what you do for Christ will last. Thank you, Jesus. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, my dear ones, and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give you what? The desires of your heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust so also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Are you committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? That's who you need to be committed to. Thank you, God. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, my dear ones. Keep your big mouth shut. Stop running your mouth. Stop telling everybody your business. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Watch your words. Watch your thoughts. Watch your actions. The word of God says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You got a blessing waiting for you. Don't mess it up. Don't blow it. Because you want to get back at someone. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. For yet a little while, the wicked shall be. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming, not you. The Lord shall laugh at him. He knows what's going to happen already. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Is your conversation pleasing and acceptable to God? Is your conversation encouraging? Watch your conversations and stop going back in the past. Get out of the past. You don't need to stay in the past. Walk into the newness of Jesus Christ. Walk in the year of 2023. The sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many the wicked. Thank God. For the arm of the wicked shall be what? Upholdeth the righteous. He's upholding you. No matter what's going on, no matter what's being said, no matter what you're going through, God is upholding you. Somebody said, I don't have anybody to help me. Yes, you do. Call upon the Almighty Living God. And he will send you the help that you need. The right help that you need. Not know anybody. Thank you, God. That's why you say, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. As you go into that courtroom, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. As you walk down your neighborhood, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. As you wake up in the morning, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. Reach out. Reach out to the Almighty Living God. Let him take you by the hand and lead you. Thank you, God. We're sheep. That's why we need the shepherd. Dumb sheep need the shepherd to lead and guide them. We don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. That's why we call on the Almighty Living God. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. Let him lead and guide you and direct you. And he will do the right thing for you because he loves you. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Only what you do for Christ will last. You do the right things, my dear ones. You do the right things. Pray for those that despitefully use you. But remember, you are a Christian. You're not a doormat. Do not allow anybody to verbally, physically, sexually, emotionally abuse you. You are a man or woman of God. And I say this to children too. Do not allow anyone to verbally, physically, sexually, emotionally, or even neglect you. Thank you, God. You're God's child. You're God's man. You're God's woman. I don't care what condition you're in. My dear friend, Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, indicated that she was lying on a sick bed. She could talk. She couldn't do anything for herself. She could feed herself, thank God. But she said, I got a nerve to fire people, and I'm not able to do things in my home or take care of myself or bathe myself. I said, you know what? Thank God for your loud mouth. That you can still speak up for yourself, dear Jesus. Thank God. She fired more caregivers than enough because they weren't doing the right thing. Thank you, Jesus. In those instances, we need to use our big mouth for the right thing. Thank you, God. And we're praying for Dr. Bernice Moore Wright. Thank you, God. As she lies in St. Joseph Hospital. We are praying for Gloria Henson. We are praying, glory be to God, for missionary Carolyn Brown. We're praying for Mother Annie Green, Mother Mary Robinson, Mother Nita, Pastor Rosie Cobia, Deaconess Phyllis Blue, Prophetess Cheryl Purvey, Deacon Purvey. We're praying for you, Elder Don Smith. Elder Annette Smith, LaShawn, Mercedes, we're praying for you. Rosie Traham, Kayla, we're praying for you. James Traham, we're praying for you. Dejanay, Dwayne Jr., Dwayne Sr., Sheree, we're praying for you. Yes, we are. God is able. Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. Jill Green in Miami, Florida. We're praying for you. God is a good God. He could do anything but fail. And he is a healer. Yes, he is. He's a healer. Call upon him. The same God that gave sight to the blind man. The same God that healed the woman with the issue of blood. The same God that healed the man that's at the pool 38 long years. God's on time. Yes, he is. Shanita Kelly, we're praying for you. God is able. He'll bless you with more than enough. He'll make your enemies your footstool. We're praying for you, Zariel. We're praying for you, Zariel. We're praying for you, a double portion blessing for you in your studies as you go to school. We're praying for you that God will make a way out of no way, that he'll watch over you and keep you and protect you from seen and unseen danger. We are praying for you, Ryel, as you fight those fires and the other firemen. We are praying for you that God will put a hedge of protection around you, that he will dispatch his heavenly host of angels around you as you fight those fires. Praying for you, Diamond, as you care for the animals. Thank you, God, for those that love our animals that you created in, we thank you, God, in the Garden of Eden. We thank you, God, right now for blessing and keeping Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower, wherever he may be. Touch his mind, his body, spirit, and soul, and deliver him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We're lifting up Tanisha and her sons and her daughter and Verge closer together in Jesus Christ. We know that you can do it, God. We know that you're able. We're praying for healing for a son in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We lift up, my God, my God, my God, Elder Cassie Lofton. We lift up, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, her husband, Deacon Lofton. We lift up Alfred Bellamy and his wife, Ruth Bellamy. We're praying, Father God, for Minister Sharon Ricks, Minister Yvonne, Minister Barbara Duffy, Deacon Miss Mamie Duffy. Touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. I feel your warming. We're praying for her, Father God, her mind. We know that you're able. We know you can do anything but fail. You can reverse that dementia. You can reverse that Alzheimer's. We're praying for Sister Ida. Yes, we are. Sharonda, we are praying for you and your mother. We thank you, Sharonda, for being a blessing to your mom. God will send you back a double portion blessing. We're praying for your mom, Deacon Ida, Deaconess Ida. We're praying for Reverend Dr. Charles Savage, New Union Baptist Church, Sister Natty Savage. We're praying for your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds, glory be to God. We're praying for the New Union Baptist Church family. We're praying for Reverend Harry P. Close, his wife. We're praying for you, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let them have a mind stayed on thee. Let them do what thus says the Lord. Reverend Johnson, Reverend Thomas, we're praying for you, men of God, women of God. We're praying for you. Glory be to God. All of you prayer warriors, we're lifting you up as you intercede for others that may not have the desire to pray. But we know that God is able. Yes, he is. Apostle Margie Mercer. God is able. Apostle, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Gregory Gilmore Jr., Gregory Gilmore Jr., and your wife, Melissa Gilmore. God is able. We're praying for you, Pastor Simmons, Simmons Memorial Church. We're praying for our President of the United States of America, touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Let him do what's right and pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. We're praying for his wife, Dr. Jill, and her healing. Our workers in the vineyard, our newly elected officials, Westmore, we are praying for you and your wife and your family in its entirety. That God will surround you with some praying people that believe in the power of prayer, that believe in the power of God. We're praying for you, Pastor, Archbishops, Bishops, Deacons and Deaconesses, Trustees, Sextons of the churches, the cooks in the churches. We're praying for you, elected officials, Congressmen, House of Representatives. We're praying for you, mayors, governors. We're lifting you up, our leadership. Put God first. Seek the Lord for your answers. We are praying for you 24 hours around the clock. Thank you, God. We're lifting up you, Missionary Sarah Hammond. Yes, we are. God is able. We're praying for your healing, the Burdetta Washington. We are praying for you. God is able. Elders, we are praying for you. You know who you are. We are praying for you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, Dr. Bernice Moorwright. God is healing you. Yes, he is. And we thank God for that healing power. Thank you, God. Victory is yours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is no straining in prayer. People often get discouraged in prayer because they struggle to pray in certain ways for which they are not yet ready. Then they feel that unless they are able to pray as some advanced soul prayers, their prayers cannot have power. I want you to know that's foolish. The simplest prayer can be answered. A little 8-year-old girl heard a lecture that an individual gave on prayer and said afterward, "I know all about the power of prayer, and it works." She said last week she left her home and was gone 2 days. She had never done that before, and she was afraid that her dog would not return. The dog left the home, and she was afraid the dog would never return until she remembered the power of prayer. Then she went out, sat in her swing, and prayed for her dog to come home. Look at God. 8 years old. A simple prayer. In a few minutes, her dog came running into the yard. And she was very glad to see the dog, and dog was very glad to see her. A simple prayer. You don't need a PhD to pray. A simple prayer. A sincere prayer. A heartfelt prayer. You're talking to God when you pray. Thank you, Jesus. You unfold in prayer power gradually, normally, naturally, as you are ready for it. You do not have to strain. In fact, strain defeats prayer. Even though your growth sometimes seems gradually, even slow, that is the normal way. The race is not won by the swift, but by those who endure till the end. Thank you, Jesus. Gradually, forced growth can bring a negative reaction. Forced growth can bring a negative reaction. All spiritual advancement comes in phases of normality. There is nothing strange, odd, or abnormal about prayer power. It is an easy, natural, normal process. You can always get results right where you are, at your present level of understanding through prayer. You have all the power. You have all the prayer power you need right now to meet life victoriously. A troublesome housewife was nervous and sleepless. Upon telephoning her minister, she was asked to affirm, "The peace of Jesus Christ is poured out upon me now, and I'm relaxed in mind and body. As the minister declared these words for her over the telephone, this tense woman relaxed and peace came. But hours later, she again began to get nervous and frightened. Though she had never had faith in her own prayer power, she now felt the force to depend upon it. Thank you, God. Groping for the right method, she finally just gave up and said, "Not my will, but thine will be done." Dear Father, a sense of peace again enfolded her, and she relapsed into a deep sleep. Through this experience, she learned a great truth. You already have all the prayer power you need to meet life victoriously right now. Regardless of the problem, regardless of the trial, regardless of the temptations, it's just a matter of getting down to business and using the prayer power you already have. Use the prayer power you already have. Thank you, God. Don't try to pray like someone else. Be yourself. God knows who you are, and he's working on you. God is not through with you yet. You are a piece of work, and all of us are a piece of work. And God is still working on each and every one of us. None of us are perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch your people. I decree and declare the ability for prayer. And believe and trust God with your prayer. You're talking to God. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance and healing in our situations. Thank you for our trials and our tribulations. The Word of God says we're going to have trials and tribulations. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us through. Thank you, God, for our test that we're going to pass. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. He said it wasn't going to be easy. But you read the Word of God. You study the Word of God, and he's going to bring you through. Trust in the Almighty Living God. This is your Chief Apostle, Presiding Bishop, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, double portion blessing. I'm bragging on God. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and tell a friend to tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God is able and God is in charge. I decree and declare a blessing upon you and your household, on your job, in your school, in your city, in your county, in your country. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing, and I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good.